One of the alternatives given at the Tuesday meeting with cable business owners is to farm out the operation of Telemark Lodge. Cable Chamber of Commerce Director James Boland says the new owners made it clear that they don't want to run a resort.
That being said, they also don't want to see the lodge destroyed. So they have given us assurances that they're going to go in and get the property secured. They're going to get in there, get the electricity turned back on, get the heat circulating in there, and make sure that the building isn't destroyed for neglect this winter.
Boland says they were told by the owners that Telemark won't be reopened this winter. But American Birkebeiner director Ben Popp says they'll be able to use Telemark property for the start of their international cross-country ski race in February. The Berkey draws more than 30,000 people with 13,000 skiers, so he'd like to see Telemark get back on its feet.
The use of the lodge is fantastic for folks to come up and stay in the lodge. It's 215 rooms, but it's not essential for us to start the race there. We can bring in extra tents and porta-potties, but certainly having Telemark open and vibrant is a huge asset to our event.
Pop says the new owners are open to support the so-called silent sports, skiing, biking, hiking, snowshoeing, that sort of thing. Boland says the meeting was a good one.
I feel a lot better about it, you know, looking into their eyes and listening to them say how important the events are to the area and their desire to see the community benefit from this.
Telemark was sold last week at a sheriff's foreclosure auction to the Johnson Lewis family, which operates Johnson Wax Products. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.